Downer is very proud to bring this podcast series to you. At Downer, our purpose is to provide the vital services that connect communities and enable them to thrive. We do this by assembling the best minds, harnessing the power of technology and our enduring relationships to deliver sustainable outcomes for all.
My name is Jo Taranto, and I'm joined today by Maria Gatica, Project Engineer, Dahlia Adam, Commissioning Engineer, and Katrina Ledgewood, Senior Community Engagement Manager, all from Downer, and today we're talking about supporting women in the water industry. Thank you all for joining me.
Thank you, Jo.
Thank you for having us. It's a pleasure to be here.
Katrina, I'm going to start with you. You've been in the water industry the longest. How far has the industry come when it comes to supporting women?
Thank you, Jo. Yeah, so I have been in the water industry now for just coming up to 10 years. So I have been in the community engagement space. I guess for me, one of the most notable changes is female participation. When I started my first role in a civil engineering company, I was the only female embedded in the project team. We had one other female and she was a receptionist. So for me, when I first entered that company, it was quite daunting to be the only female on that team. So when I look back to how far the industry's come, I guess that change hasn't been a quick change. It's actually been quite a long duration. So back in like the 1800s, the very first engineer was an environmental engineer, and her main focus was primarily on sanitation and water quality and things like that. And when you think back, like that was over 100 years ago. And then for me, starting in the water industry to be the one of the only females in the company, we haven't changed a whole pile. So when we look at how far we've come, the first thing that stands out to me is the diversity initiatives that we have. So many companies now in the industry have new and ongoing diversity and inclusion initiatives aimed at supporting women and retaining women in the industry as well. I think retaining women is a really important factor too. So with these initiatives comes a lot more awareness of people promoting women in the construction industry, especially in the water industry as well. So I recently enrolled in the AWA mentoring program. And what I do there is I mentor women in the industry about, I guess, what options they have for career opportunities in the industry, how to ask the tough questions and things like that. So that's been a career highlight, and I think that's a really important initiative that is in the industry now to promote women to come forward.
It's great that you can apply your experience there, Katrina. Maria, you're originally from Chile. Is that add an extra dimension to the work that you do?
Well, it has certainly been a challenge. Like this whole settling from one country to another, get used to the new culture. And when it comes down to be on the field, you certainly feel different. Like I look different, I speak different. So when it comes about talking to people and getting around the accent, but you're trying to get your job right and you don't understand them. So how empowered do you feel to go and ask again, hey, could you repeat what you just said in a polite way that allows you to achieve the outcome? Is the job done right or not? So that for me has been the main thing. Like if I have to ask two or three times, I'm going to make sure I ask it because my goal is to do my job right. So sorry for the other person, but communication is key. And unfortunately, we all have different accents as well, which is also the beauty of this and the diversity. And for me, it's a challenge, but it's also something that I enjoy because my brain has to think in a different ways so I can communicate better and get my message across.
Definitely. I've been drawn on Maria's experience as well. A lot of us can relate to, but I think she touches on the fact that a supportive work environment is absolutely everything when it comes to how far women have come in the industry. Mm-hmm. For me, culture is everything. For like in our work, like being able to ask the right questions and feeling comfortable enough and valued enough to ask those questions. For me, when I entered the industry, I wasn't from an engineering background, so I had to ask even more questions, what the acronyms were, what the lingo was. So culture is definitely everything. And then, like, what do the policies and procedures that company has in place, how does that support women as well? So what does their discrimination policy look like? What is their sexual harassment policy look like? And these are the things that are important for your culture. And again, then what does their work-life balance look like and their parental leave policies look like? Mm. So those things are all very important when it comes to how far women have come in the industry. Mm.
Dahlia, this is your first year in the water industry. How has it been?
Yeah, I think it's been a great learning curve because, you know, I studied civil engineering in uni and we did have some units that were from the water engineering background. But, you know, most of the learning that you do is literally on the job. Obviously, you know, in uni you're learning the technical side of things, you know, but yeah, it's all hands-on experience. Luckily, you know, coming into the water space, I've, you know, had very, very supportive managers, very supportive people in my team. As you know, Kate was saying, you know, it's the culture. It's feeling comfortable to ask those questions because I struggle to ask questions. I would rather sit there and, like, you know, spend hours and hours trying to figure something out myself than go and ask questions. But coming here, I realized maybe it came from a point in life where I just probably was not comfortable doing that. But, you know, coming into the Downer team, especially, you know, like all the engineers around me, not even just the engineers, like everyone else in the team, especially the females, like, you know, it's just so comfortable asking questions a million times just to get that answer. Yeah, and luckily, you know, coming into, you know, the water team at Downer in the utility space, we are working with, you know, the electrical engineering side of things, the mechanical engineering side of things, which is really good how, you know, you're getting a diverse of experiences and not just focusing on one thing, because I'm someone that, you know, likes to focus across all different knowledge areas and all different experiences and not just, yeah, one thing.
It's great to have so many diverse experiences, Dahlia. I'm interested to know from all of you, who are the women that inspire you?
Yeah, for me, it's not just one particular person. For me, it's a village. Basically, you know, it's my mother, it's my siblings, it's the aunties in my community, it's my cousins, it's my, you know, my ancestors. So, I think for me, it takes a village of people to inspire me, and not just one.
And you're the first woman who's an engineer in your family?
Yeah, 100%. So, yeah, being the first, you know, civil engineer in my family, it's been a challenge, a real roller coaster. But I've always had that support, you know, support from my family, direct family support from my community. So that's something that I really, really value.
What about you, Maria? Who inspires you?
I owe this to my mother. Like, from I was very little, she empowered me and made me aware that there's no challenge I cannot overcome except changing the tire of my ute. That's definitely something I cannot do. I'm not physically built for that. But I know how to do it, so I can get someone to do it. So it doesn't matter. But she was like, made me aware where I'm capable, where I can go places. In general, women that I've related in my work life too, is like when you're a hard-working woman, when you are breaking the barriers, when you are thinking out of the box. Like, you were born in a context that doesn't mean you're gonna stay in that context. Like, my mom was the first woman to go to university among seven siblings, mm-hmm. a countryside family. I was born in the countryside, but I took myself to other places. I said, I wanna wander the world. By the age of 30, I visit 51 countries in six continents. And then I moved to Australia. And I'm like, and I met other women like Katrina. She also crossed the oceans and continents to get here. Dahlia's background is from Sudan. There is nothing set in life. Mm. So you can always think of out of the box, what is the challenge for me myself? And at work, I encounter women that have taken me to the next level. So they see my will to learn, but they see my curiosity, because engineering is about curiosity, you know, like asking questions, critical thinking. And I've been very lucky that at the places where there are not many women, I have landed with the right person, and it's like, take me to the next place. And I feel like my duty in this life is to give back to the next generations. How can myself give the same support I receive from other women in my life, give it to others? Like someone that is 10 years younger and I see potential, I see they want to do better in life. What can I do for those people? And it's the inspiration comes from wanting to give to others, working hard. Like, we don't stay in the same place. We don't settle, we go places, we move forward.
You're listening to the Australian Water Association podcast series, and I'm speaking with Maria Gatica, Dahlia Adam, and Katrina Ledgewood. You mentioned that you're doing some mentoring, Katrina. How important is it to see women and also to be seen by other women in the industry?
Yeah, so for me, I guess I touched on at the start that I was the only female in the first company that I worked in. And I didn't quite feel that I had that managerial support that I really needed to have at that time, which kind of, I guess, made me progress in my role, because I was determined, because I didn't have that support. So for me, when I progressed into a leadership role, I really wanted to be the manager to my team that I felt that I never had. So for me, I guess, it's not that I wanted to be a manager, that I wanted to be a mentor. Like, I wanted to support them and give them the tools that they needed to progress as well. And I've watched many team members progress in their career as well, and I've never wanted to hold them back. You know, selfishly, I could be like, no, you need to stay on my team. Like, this is great. But instead, I'm really passionate about seeing them progress as well, because now that I am in a position that I am in, I want to see my team progress. And when you did, you spoke about, I guess, who inspires you. Like, I definitely draw my inspiration from my team. In a community engagement role, like, they are the middle person between the community and the project managers and the project engineers. When I see the great work that they're doing every day, that inspires me to keep mentoring them the way that I am.
It's great to hear that, Katrina. Dahlia, you're on the cusp of a new career. Where would you like to see the water industry be for women in 10 years?
Yeah, so in 10 years' time, I'd like to see us take a step into educating people from high school, especially, you know, the females. Because I remember back in my experience when I was in high school, they didn't really push the engineering industry or the technology industry to females. It was mostly pushed towards males. And we didn't, like, I literally don't remember like a time when a, you know, experienced woman in the industry, especially the water industry, come to our school and, like, you know, tell us about the experience, tell us how we, you know, how we can change that. So, you know, having talks from, you know, females in the industry, not just, you know, the senior managers, we can have, you know, people from different positions, you know, grads, managers, executives, come to schools and give, you know, real life experience on what they went through, how, you know, we can change that. Because, you know, these females, especially from year 12 and year 11 and stuff, they will listen to someone that's actually been in those, in that shoe, you know.
When you talk about the STEM and, mm-hmm. and things like that there, where you're coming to school and giving educational advice, I agree, we didn't have mm-hmm. that in school either. And when we were choosing our topics, it was like a female path and a male path. So it was like, my careers teacher was like, well, this is the home economics and this is, you know, childcare and things like that. And then the males were like woodwork and technology. And it was like, well, what if I want to be a good mom and do woodwork? You know, like those things where you didn't really have those options. But yeah, I would love to see Downer even going into schools and having those mm-hmm. conversations. And I guess that education piece where it's not just engineering, like mm-hmm. there's marketing, there's media, there's mm-hmm. contracts law, there's so much more out there that that you could get into that is in the water industry. And I'm so passionate about the water industry because it's been such a fun career for me. Like, I don't go to work and feel like I'm going to work. Like, I really love what I do. So I think it's really important to show the other skills that are transferable in the industry.
What about you, Maria?
So when you look at the statistic globally in the water industry, only 18% roles are occupied by women. And when you looked into Australia, numbers change slightly, but within our program, it is a big achievement I feel very proud of. Like, we're 33% women. And I think what we should seek in 10 years' time is could be, hey, women are taking the C-suite. We are now making the part of the decision-making process. We have a say on it. We are taking leadership roles.
Dahlia, what do you think organisations need to do?
Yeah, I think first and most importantly, I think addressing the gender pay gap, you know, having equal pay and fairer recruitment processes.
And what advice would you have for other women in the industry or those thinking about going into the industry, Katrina?
I would definitely say network, network, network. Some of the best opportunities that I've had have come through networking. So things like, you know, the NAWOC event that we went to, Women in Construction, Women in Water, even for me in the engagement space, the IAP2 network events, just meeting women with similar drives and passions and really getting the industry out there.
And it's something that we launched this year at Downer is Empower, which is a women's network within our company, which we believe is going to land good opportunities for all of us to connect, you know, like in water. Water connects each other. And yes, Thrive. So we Downer, like within the opportunities, is like the Downer signature leadership program for women, like how we bring ourselves up together. Mm. And I think most importantly, your advice, and that's for everyone, would be take your career in your hands, find your allies, because out there are always people, women or men, that are willing to take you so you can move forward, and never be afraid to ask questions. And most importantly, life is not linear. Life is not a straight line. And sometimes when you want to move within your career, don't be afraid to take one step back so you can push to a step forward, because life is about seeing the big picture and making the best strategic decision. And if you cannot figure it out, there are great programs like the AY Mentor Program with Katie's mentor. I'm a mentee, so we're in different sides of the spec and join it. And find someone who is helping you, willing to work on your career development, and take those opportunities. Looking within your company, what programs do they offer? Don't just go for the technical training. Career is more than the technical part. It's how we connect with other people, how we build ourselves together. We collaborate. And we build all community. And that's what we need within women. It's like a community that support other women.
Also, when you're in leadership, I think it's important that, you know, you continue to grow as well. You know, if you are a leader, like, it is important that you're also being fulfilled. And if you're being fulfilled by what you're learning and how you're growing, even as a leader, like, you want to be able to spread that with your team. And I think that's important when you're retaining people in the water industry. You know, if you're a leader, yes, but it doesn't mean that your learning stops there. You want to keep going.
Well, I certainly wish you all incredible success with your careers. I've been speaking with Maria Gatica, Dahlia Adam and Katrina Ledgewood from Downer. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.